We're joined now by Weather Edge weather forecaster David Powell. And Dave, I don't know, is it a good idea to wash down the tree shrimp with some type of beverage?
Well, if I'm going to eat them, I'm going to definitely wash it down with the strongest beverage I can find. Yes, it's. I don't relish the thought of eating cicadas, but you know what? A lot of people are doing it, and it's starting to take hold. I'm seeing a lot of news reports and stuff as these things start to hatch out. It's going to get kind of crazy.
So, and I never heard this term. Did you coin this term, or is the term tree shrimp, that's people who eat cicadas?
Yes. Really, it came from because basically they say they taste like shrimp, so they've gotten the name of tree shrimp. Some of them call them land shrimp, but that's basically the same thing, just because they taste a lot like shrimp when you eat them. And they do say that if you have a shellfish allergy, you should avoid eating the cicadas.
I think I have a cicada allergy. That might rule me out.
Well, I have an allergy to eating any kind of insects, but, you know, I guess you can't say never because you don't know what you'll do in an emergency when there is no food. But, man, I'd have to be mighty, 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 mighty hungry to eat something like that.
Now, have you ever tried tree shrimp?
No, I have not, but I've seen people, they're talking about putting them in cookies right now. They put a big old cicada right in the middle of a chocolate cookie, and I guess they're cleaner than other creatures like grasshoppers and crickets, but you know, I just don't know if I can handle it too much.
I kid you not. I was watching, and I'm not making you're spot on, Dave. I was watching CBS Sunday Morning. I don't know if you ever watched that show, but this Sunday they were talking about the cicadas, and of course we're waiting for the 17-year cicada. And there was this couple that were married. They were both entomologists, bug people, and they had cicada recipes. Like, they have these cookies with the cicada in the middle, like you would put a Hershey's Kiss or something in the middle. They had cicada in there, and the reporter ate it.
Well, you know, I don't know if they could pay me enough money to do. I guess they could. You know, apparently it's digestible, so it's not going to kill you. If they offered me $1 million, yeah, I'd probably do it, but that'd be about the only way.
How do they prepare them? Do you know? Where can we find cicada recipes?
There is a secret to it. You have to catch them after they come out of the shell and before they get fully developed is the best time. Let's say that's when they're the most tender and the tastiest. Once they get fully developed and, you know, start that buzzing and stuff, they're really not as good. And, you know, actually they could have some fungus in them and stuff like that. So they say the best time, if you're going to eat them, to catch them as they're coming out of that shell and they're still kind of in a translucent kind of color to them, a little pale color. And they say it makes it really juicy and, oh, my goodness.
I wonder, do they boil them after they catch them out of the shell? I wonder how they make those things.
Well, you can boil them or bake them. You know, obviously they got to die. So I would say you do just like you would shrimp. Drop them in some hot boiling water, and then once they're dispatched, then I guess you take them out and you can fry them or any number of things. You know, they don't sting and they're not venomous. So you know, it's not going to hurt you. But I don't know that I want to do that.
We're fixing to have a lot of cicadas around here, so we've got to do something with all.
Oh yeah, we're going to have several billions of cicadas that are about to emerge, and they're starting to emerge in Tennessee now. Usually they start when the ground temperature gets about 64 degrees, and so they've been underground for 17 years. And really, you know, this area and the United States is the only place where you have the 17-year cicadas and the 13-year cicadas. So the 17 is by far the largest, and they emerge by the billions. In fact, I read somewhere that, let's see, I think that they have somewhere like a several million, 15 million per acre.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot of bugs.
Well, I tell you what, our staff spared no expense. I have a huge budget here for the research staff at the Live Afternoon Drive. And we have found a country music song, Dave, about cicadas.
Oh, wow.
And it's called, you want to know what it's called?
What is it called?
Cicada Love Call. I am not making this
up. Yes, I've got to hear.
It's by Toby T. Swift. We're going to play it. I want to warn you, Dave, the song starts out a little rough, and it doesn't get much better. Are you ready?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
It's a radio, and probably a radio last, so you don't want to miss this. So it's probably the only time I'm going to play this. Cicada Love Call by Toby T. Swift. Are you ready, Dave?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it, brother.
It was 17 years ago on this very day. You called me on the phone and I heard you say you were tired of being my wife. You wanted me out of your life. You'd found yourself a better man to love. Now you're back on my front porch just like a bug. You're a cicada, you're a cicada. You've come back to bug me after 17 years. You sing your song and you flap your wings, but your mating call doesn't mean a thing to me. Why don't you go find someone else's tree?
Wait, there's more!
You used to mesmerize me with your eyes that were so blue. But that was a long time ago, and now I hardly recognize you. 'Cause they're big and round and bloodshot red, and they bulge too far out of your head. 'Cause you drink too much beer like you used to do. Tell me one thing, dear, why should I mate with you? You're a cicada, you're a cicada. You've come back to bug me after 17 years. You're buzzing around, getting in my hair, telling me that you really care for me. Why don't you go find someone else's tree?
Hey, sweetie, what are you doing?
What do you want?
Why are you so hateful?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Are you in a bar?
Not anymore. I'm in an Uber. I'll be there in 15 minutes. You, I want to get back together.
You tell me that you've changed. It's true, in some ways I can see. Your thorax has grown to twice the size that it used to be. That's one thing that I could ignore if I thought I could trust you just once more. But I learned my lesson 17 years ago tonight. Now you want me to fertilize your eggs, and that ain't right. You're a cicada, you're a cicada. You've come back to bug me after 17 years. You sing a pretty good mating song, but 6 weeks later you'll be gone, and I'll be left with painful memories. Why don't you go find someone else's tree? You're a cicada, you're a cicada. You've come back to bug me after 17 long years. It doesn't take a psychologist to see you need an entomologist. Here's a hanky, darling, go dry your insect tears. Here's a hanky, darling, why don't you go dry your insect tears?
I love you.
Oh, no. I ain't gonna fall for that this time.
I love you.
You keep your hands to yourself, all 6 of them.
I love you.
How many kids you got now, anyway?
I love you.
You don't even know who their daddies are.
I love you.
Get out of here. Quit bugging me.
Toby T. Swift, Cicada Love Call. David Powell, thoughts?
I'm speechless.
A song about romance. A man's ex-wife comes back 17 years later. The Cicada Love Song. That's the only country song I've ever heard that had the word entomologist in the lyrics. So I'm already impressed.
It is an amazing song. We're going to have to play that a little more regular, I think, especially as these things get going, because they're just now getting started. But once they arrive, they're going to be aggravating all of us with their mating call. It's going to last for about 4 to 6 weeks from what I'm hearing, and then the adults will die. They'll lay their eggs in the ends of tree branches and stuff. You'll see the ends of branches, trees, and everything with the leaves have wilted. And then the nymphs that hatch out of those eggs will drop into the soil, they'll burrow back down, and they'll live for another 17 years until they come out and repeat the cycle all over again.
All right, Dave, here's your assignment. Before you report back again to the live afternoon drive, I want you to find a tasty cicada recipe, a tasty tree shrimp recipe or land shrimp recipe.
Oh, me.
And then we'll see. We'll see if we can talk Kimberly Allen into making it, because she's very good.
Yeah, well, she's already expressed her thoughts on the tree shrimp.
But she might cook the cicada. I know she's not going to eat them, but, you know, I mean, I think we should try at least one.
The question is, who's going to try it?
You and I.
Speak for yourself. The Live Afternoon Drive with
Bill and Matt. 106.5. The best country is right here. WKBC.